Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from Uncle Julio's. In Dallas, off of Lemon, and we're going to do a first ever segment that is very similar to the segment we've done many times. Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, but also Cowboys tie because. 877-881-1053. I think now we have to consider it. But in addition to that, we're going to bring on Marcelo because we have the chocolate pinata in front of us, sir, and this thing is insane.
It is. It is. So our chocolate pinata is actually patented. It consists of pineapple, strawberry, and churros with our homemade whipped cream on the side as well as our chocolate sauce. So come by Lemon Avenue, Uncle Julio's, Dallas, Texas, and get you one.
Now, can I ask a question for the people that are here? Assuming I can successfully break this thing open, should I let people share in it or should I be like, tough, go buy your own chocolate pinata. This is mine.
It is shareable.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely hit it at a downward angle.
Okay.
Unless you don't like these people.
then how would you be like,
yeah.
Okay. That's not a bad idea.
Absolutely play ball.
All right. What is the success rate of smashing this thing open in one swing?
It's very slim, honestly.
Okay.
All right.
Depending on the angle
Let's see about that. What if I'm just going to sit at this chair? Do you think my odds are even lower?
No, I think you have some leverage.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Do you think I have a better shot because I can spin this baton?
That's exactly why.
Okay.
Honestly.
All right.
It's like I've been watching you do this
you
for
ready?
Like 10 minutes now.
Here
right,
we
here goes.
Here we go. Spin. Smash!
Oh, my God. Look at that.
That was great.
That was a great smash.
I mean, you told me what to do. You said downward angle, and I have a lot of rage inside of me.
Yeah, I was about to say, who hurt you?
Yeah, I needed to let it come out. So there we go. Strawberries, pineapple, and churros for everybody.
Except for you. Except for
and
that one.
A cleanup for my computer.
Uh-huh. All right.
They're taking
Dude,
the baton
Marcelo, thank
away
you so
from
much.
Me.
Thank you very much, man. That's amazing.
Because
thank you so much.
Yeah, I said I felt like an old-timey beat cop with that little baton walking around. That was amazing. Thank you very, very much. All right. Alec, are you impressed that I was able to do that, or are you amazed at the amount of destruction we have just caused here at a remote?
Honestly, I'm not shocked, and I'm not really impressed either because I expected you to get it first attempt. Because like Marcelo said, you had the leverage, the position that you were sitting, and again, I know you. Like you said, you got some energy built up. I feel like all of us at least one day out of the week could get that in one attempt.
I like
yes.
that you called it energy and not anger. I appreciate
well, look,
that. Yeah.
Hey, look, if you work with me, I feel like 90% of the time I'm nice to work with, and the other 10% you're like, I could go do something else.
No, I love it, Kevin, all the time.
All right, right now, Cowboys win because, well, also right now, if you want to come out to Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon, you can enjoy from the chocolate pinata. I'm going to try to eat some of the churros before everybody else can. But it's time for Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because, and for the first time ever, Cowboys tie because. I feel like we have to do that based on what happened, or else we're not being honest with the people. All right, who would like to start this thing?
I will start with Cowboys win because. Cowboys win because it's the Jets. All right, the Jets are not a good football team. They have a quarterback that doesn't know exactly what he's supposed to do at the quarterback position. He just kind of goes out there and he's like, I'll wing it. And his first decision is just to take off running. Very Jalen Hurts, as we've been discussing lately. He is not – I don't think he's the type of quarterback that can really do that much damage. However, I do understand Cowboys fans out there that would be like, but have you seen this defense? We'll get to that in just a moment.
Very fair.
The Cowboys win because Justin Fields is not a quality quarterback. He did not turn into what I expected him to be.
All right. I'm going to go Cowboys win because, and this stat was pretty astonishing to me, the Jets can't get a turnover to save their life. The Jets are only the fifth team in the last 90 years to be 0-4 with no takeaways.
Are you serious?
Yeah, think about that. So, like, not only are you terrible, but it's easy to see why you're terrible, because you can't get the ball turned over. That's just the fifth time that's happened in the last 90 years. And so it's not a fluke that the Jets are winless, all right?
Right.
They struggle because of the reasons that you just brought up. They also struggle because they cannot turn the ball over. And on the flip side, they struggle because they turn the ball over a whole lot, specifically in that Miami game. I think you can look at all of those things and say, I feel the potential is there for a really good day for the Cowboys. And that's why I'm going to go with Cowboys win because. Alec, what say you?
Cowboys win because, and I feel like you could say this pretty much every game going forward with what we've seen, it's because the run game takes over. And the reason I say that is because of an idea that Corey talked about yesterday during the show, that if the run game is effective and if you're going to force yourself into these shootouts every game against decent teams to really good teams because your defense isn't doing anything right now, then you're going to have to dominate time of possession. And it's going to come down to, in a lot of these games with dynamic playmakers like a Justin Fields and Garrett Wilson, it feels like this is going to be one of those games that might come down to whoever has possession of the football last. So if the running game is as effective and efficient as it has been all year, then they absolutely have a chance and probably will win this game.
I like it.
I do, too, from the 682. Cowboys win because the Jets suck. Cowboys
that kind of sounded like mine. Yeah.
Cowboys lose because the Cowboys also suck.
Oh, come on.
And then Cowboys tie because they both suck the same.
Okay, all right. And that's a good point. So do the Packers suck?
I don't think the Packers suck. I will say this. I still don't think the Bears are that great, and they destroyed us.
Okay.
So, like, I am not going to take for granted. Look, the Jets are terrible. They're 0-4. You're 1-2-1. It's not like the Cowboys roll into this game 4-0 or 3-0-1 or anything.
Valid.
They have lots of issues. And so I do believe the Cowboys are going to win this game, but I totally thought they were going to win the Bears game too. And that game was not competitive past like the third quarter whatsoever.
Yeah, maybe we did kind of undercut a little bit of Ben Johnson's preparation,
sure.
and we probably thought a little too highly of the Cowboys' defense before they ever proved it. that'll be my Cowboys lose because, Kevin, because this defense has not figured it out yet. The offense is doing its job. They're doing everything they're supposed to do so far. The Cowboys' defense has not carried its weight, and they have to. And as you were talking with Jerry this morning, you were saying, hey, look, man, as good as Dak has been, Will it be for naught because the defense can't? And I think that's the biggest fear is, even for Dak probably, that I have to go do too much. Even though Dak hasn't showed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Has it cracked for him at all? He's there might be that moment where he's like, I got to go do too much out there.
Well, then this text pretty much falls in line with that. Cowboys win because they score 50. Cowboys lose because they also give up 50.
Okay,
I guess
well,
that
that's
would,
a tie.
That
that's
would
Cowboys
be Cowboys tie.
Tie
because that is that is a very good point. From the 817, Cowboys lose because they're 0-2 on the road so far. That is absolutely factually accurate. But I'm going to go with something else, and I've got some numbers that I found pretty shocking.
Okay.
Although I guess I've been watching the team, so they're not that shocking. They should be shocking. Cowboys lose because their pass defense is even worse than we think. We told you yesterday the Jets are 29th in the NFL defending the pass. They give up 10.9 yards per attempt. That is stunningly terrible.
That is a lot, yeah.
However, the Dallas Cowboys give up 12 yards per pass, which, of course, is the worst in the NFL. Now let's take that a step further. They also give up 297 yards passing per game. That's the worst in the NFL. The next worst is the Ravens, who give up 31.5 yards fewer than the Cowboys per game. That's the gap between last and next last. Consider this. The gap between the Ravens and 31.5 yards is 24th place. So the distance between the Ravens and the Cowboys is the same as it is between the Ravens and 24th place. That's how bad this passing defense is.
The Ravens defense has a lot of holes in it.
That is true.
As you just pointed out. I'm kind of curious. Do you think that the score has run up the way that it has against them because John Harbaugh kept thinking,
yes,
Lamar Jackson will make up for it, and
yeah,
we'll get this all back, and then all of a sudden it was out of hand for him?
So I think that it actually, if you look at a couple of the Ravens games that were competitive and high scoring, that is sometimes the unfortunate aspect of being a good offense, is sometimes you put your defense out there more than you would like, and that's probably the best part about how good the Cowboys are to Alex's point about running the ball.
Yeah.
Because if it was nothing but the Dak show, then maybe you would see them score really quickly and the defense is still catching their breath and they're like, bro, you know we're going to give up points. Give us a minute.
And I know Jerry kind of altered the answer that I was asking for regarding Javonte Williams.
What?
But, well, and I mean, he kind of, you know. But
he does.
He's
that.
Surpassed everything we expected.
Agreed.
by all means.
Agreed.
Like this dude, he's, as I said yesterday, I expected if he can make a cut. Now I'm like, oh, he's just bowling people over instead, and he's got the physical style of running that he can actually do that with. So it's a pleasure to have him right now on my fantasy team. I'm just saying.
From the 972, the Cowboys lose because their GM forgot to pack his own bag.
That was funny. That was a funny story, dude.
And
I really enjoyed that.
And so, and they said, what was it, Pookie Bear? It wasn't Pookie Bear,
Snookums.
It was Snookums.
Snookums.
I actually wrote that down, but also the other thing I wrote down going back to that interview is he is totally fine with an International Super Bowl.
Yep.
So if you just want to keep an eye out on that as something that could potentially happen in the years that follow. Alec, Cowboys lose because?
Kevin, the Cowboys lose because they asked for too many guys to step up across the offensive line, and
yeah,
they cannot protect the quarterback and establish a run game. It's one thing, and especially with the Cowboys, it seems like they have at least one quality depth piece across the offensive line most years. So if you're asking one guy to step up for one game, I'm okay with it. You need Brock Hoffman to step up for a game, sure. That I would be willing to put money that he, for one game, he can be consistent. But when you're asking potentially four to do that, I am a little bit worried, especially because an Aaron Glenn defense is not one that, even though they haven't been extremely successful to start the season, I'm not going to look past them, because we talk about it in Dallas a lot, scheming up pressure. That's something that Aaron Glenn can do. He's a very smart defensive play caller. So if they're able to get home because the offensive line is leaky, they can lose the game.
Now, somebody brought this up, and go ahead.
I'm sorry, I wanted to make a comment on that real quick, Alec. I don't disagree with what you said. The one thing is, though, last week, and I know the pressure was schemed on Dak, too. Dak got rid of the ball. So Dak's got to be the same dude he was against Green Bay, where he's like, I understand the pressure might be on me a little bit quicker. I didn't anticipate it, but I have to be ready for it. And he's got to get the ball out of his hand just like he did last week, too.
So somebody texted this in about the run game, and I just want to clarify a couple of numbers and then just give my opinion. People don't have to agree with it. That's totally fine. Javonte averages around 70 yards a game. That's not a great running game. He might not even break 1,000 yards total. All right, so like, let's just get all the numbers correct where we're at right now. Javonte Williams is averaging 78 yards per game thus far. Over the span of a season, that puts him at 1,326 yards. And so part of the reason I enjoy this running game so much is because it's way better than I thought it would be. But then the other thing, if you want to focus in on just the numbers, he's averaging 5 yards a carry and one touchdown a game. So, like, that's what I would say. So if you're not impressed by those numbers, he's also on pace to finish the season at 5 yards a carry and 17 touchdowns. Now, I do not think that's going to happen by any stretch of the imagination. But I surely think that the running game has been a very pleasant thumbs up thus far.
He's also getting about 5 targets per game in out of the backfield, and so he's picking up small yardage. It's nothing tremendous, but he's picking up some yards. We've seen a lot of times that it has been one of those, like, oh, I got a, it's an emergency check down, and so, but he's been able to get some yardage there too. And I have no clue what Jaden Blue is going to be, Kevin.
Because he's going to play in this game. I know.
They're dancing around it.
Yeah. He's
listening to Broadus yesterday. My understanding is that it has a lot to do with his blitz pickup, and that's understandable. Some people are like, hold on, how's that not? Okay, that's fine.
Did you notice in Jerry's answer, he said adjust again in terms of the professional level, and I'm sure some people will equate that with professionalism.
Learning. Doing the work. The work ethic was a question for sure. I think the other thing too, Kevin, and he – Schottenheimer said, I've asked him to do this, and he's responded. So that's the other thing, too. Sometimes you need a little bit of a wake-up call. But my opinion is, you're in game 5. You see across the league, people are banged up. He's going to have fresh legs. You're going to see a big play out of him on Sunday if he's on the field.
Well, you just hope that's followed by taking care of the ball, because we saw it once with Javonte.
If he gets into the end zone, Kevin, he doesn't have to take care of the ball.
I don't specifically
mean... on a 70-yarder with no, never touched.
That's true. But the Cowboys have had two huge runs by both of their primary backs
thus far,
Miles and Javonte, that have ended quickly either on a turnover in that same play or right thereafter. So I hope if they have a big play, they hold on to the ball after that.
Kevin, can I move on to the Cowboys tie because?
Is it because of this one? Cowboys win because Jerry Jones wants Manning. Cowboys lose because he wants Manning but will get Nussmeier. And the Cowboys tie because they're going to stick with Dak. That is a very clever text.
And not play on the moon.
Exactly.
Cowboys tie because Schottenheimer does not trust himself. Hearing him explain
this morning,
to Sean this morning why he didn't go for it on fourth down told me that he didn't trust himself after the play. He even said, I got beat. Now, how do you respond whenever you get beat? I think, as Jerry said, nobody's going to outwork him. He said that. I'm going to go out there. I'll be the last one or the first one in, last one out.
Yeah.
I believe he's going to go in there and say, you know what? I better have another play. I better have something else just in case. I better have an audible for Dak in that instance again. But the Cowboys tie because he doubts himself. If that happens again, because as Bobby was upset.
Yeah.
You told me you were competitive.
Yes.
You told me this. I thought this was going to be a moment where you showed your guys go compete, and the coach doubted himself. I don't think he can do that anymore this year. He's the play caller. He's the head coach. He's got to make those. He's got to be a great leader.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon. If you want to come share.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.